The A5, as we know, is an executive flagship project, and it's something which all the parties are committed to and want to see the delivery of as soon as possible. Obviously, as time has went on and there has been significant legal challenges to the project, we've seen continual delays to the A5, and unfortunately construction hasn't begun yet on the road. However, with that, we've also seen an inflation in terms of costs and in terms of the overall figure which the A5 will cost at the very end of it. So I have written to the British Prime Minister to provide financial support for the A5. We know that the Irish government have recently committed €600 million towards the A5, and we're now calling on the British government to ensure that they contribute towards the A5 as well, because we know that this is a significant all-island project and will have massive benefits in terms of the economic potential, but it's also crucial in terms of saving lives.
And this funding, as you mentioned there, is crucial because unfortunately almost every week, if not a number of times a week, we see a crash on the A5 and more lives cannot be lost over this.
The A5 is crucial and it is needed because this is one of the most dangerous roads on this island. Unfortunately, too many lives have been lost and communities left utterly devastated. So we need to see the transformation of the A5 as soon as possible. It has been the scene of heartbreak for far too long, and unfortunately we've had continual objections to the A5 through judicial reviews and other legal challenges. But now is the time to move forward. It's necessary to have this road upgraded as soon as possible, and we'll be doing all we can the time ahead to ensure this is delivered without any further unnecessary delays.